Welcome to another episode of the NC Gun Dad Show. I'm your host, Matt Caller, joined again in studio by Ian Reddy.
Hey, how you doing?
And today, we really just want to say...
We told you so.
We told you so. We told you, Smith & Wesson. We were there with the advice when you needed it, Smith & Wesson. We were there.
That advice.
I can dig back in the archives, and I can show you or, you know, play for you that episode. But we called it months ago. We said, Smith & Wesson, get on it. Get on your stuff. I mean, and this is, you and I have both been patrons of the Smith & Wesson M&P line of handguns. You,
yes,
in the full size a couple of different times, a couple of different calibers. Me with the compact. It just didn't fit for us in the end. It just wasn't quite right.
It was so close, though.
My porridge was too cold. Your porridge was too hot, but now they are just right. It has now leaked that the Smith & Wesson line, the M&P line, will be adding a true compact gun. Not the M&P 9C, which is really a subcompact, but a truly compact firearm. We will hold for applause. There's the applause. Golf clap. So... tell them what happened. Tell them what's going on. What did we find out this week?
So, Smith & Wesson leaked the fact that the M2.0 compact was going to be in production either this year or the beginning of next year. And Brownells jumped on it and was like, hey, we're going to put the price up and we're going to pretty much leak the whole thing and the video. They've got... an actual M&P 2.0 compact that you did a video on.
Yeah.
And it looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. It looks great. I mean, the images that have come out of this gun, I don't know. I mean, it's right. It's my porridge is perfect. I'm Goldilocks. I just ate the perfect porridge. I had a little sit in a perfectly sized rocker, and now I'm going to sleep. In a perfectly sized bed, perfect mattress, I'm asleep.
I think this is going to crap on the Gen 5 Glock.
Oh, yeah. And see, that's what I'm thinking is, why did they leak this information now right when the Gen 5 comes out and the Gen 4 FS front serrations, which we talked about?
Because they were like, hey, we're Smith & Wesson. We can do whatever we want.
We're here too, and we're not even going to put it out yet. But you know what I want to know?
We're going to tease you.
So Brownells put this gun out. Brownells put this gun on their website and ad. You can buy it $4.99 right now. You can pre-order this gun. And I would like to just know what are the sales right now that they have for Gen 5 Glocks versus the M&P.
Probably very little.
There's probably more because you can get the Gen 5 now. No, there's probably more because you can get the Gen 5 now, but you know it had to have hurt them.
Yeah,
100%. I mean, there's no release date on this gun yet, but I mean, this is a 15-round, 4-inch barrel, you know, shorter grip, half-inch shorter barrel. This is the Glock 19 size Smith & Wesson M&P.
That we've all been waiting for so long. For 10 years, pretty much.
We've been saying this had to come. This needed to come. Why isn't this come yet? It's not here, but it's on the way.
Praise Smith & Wesson. You listened.
I mean, this. So the M&P 9C.
For once, a gun company listened.
Yes, the M&P 9C is, and also this is in the 2.0 configuration.
Yeah, it's not just in the 1.0 or whatever.
This
the
is
original.
The new trigger. This is the stippling that they have. This is the 2.0 series gun in a compact. This is what we've been waiting for. This is the firmed up frame, you know, more reinforcement in the front of the frame on the nose. This is it.
And
good
the
on
semi cocking serrations.
Yeah, front. I still ignore the front cocking serrations. And I'm still gonna ignore that. This is the show. This is the show. They showed up.
I'm so glad. I'm so happy. When I first saw this come out, when I was going through Google and I just happened to get on the type in Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0, and it came out and it said compact. I'm like, oh, they're just releasing M&P 9 2.0C. I'm like, oh, okay, let me click on this. And then I was like, oh, no, no.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and
finally
this,
did something good. I mean, they've done something good.
They've done a lot of good things, but they did the thing they needed to do.
Yes.
I mean, so this, the M&P 9C, which is their compact, but it's really a subcompact, is 12 plus one rounds, you know, 12 round magazines, and 6.7 inch length, 3.5 inch barrel. The M&P full size is 17 rounds and 7.5 inches tall, 4.25 inch barrel. This new one's right in the middle, 4 inch barrel, 7.3 inches long, 15 round capacity. This is
perfect.
Your Glock 19 size. I mean, it's.
And
if SIG is improving on perfection, Smith & Wesson just dropped the hammer on perfection.
I would agree.
Because when you drop the SIG at the M&P, it doesn't fire.
No.
So, I mean, it just... So, let's compare apples to apples. Glock 19 and this.
Now, the Glock 19 is going to be... It's always going to be lighter.
Well,
okay,
well,
just because the Glock is the lightest...
Well, I'm talking like size.
Oh, okay.
So,
4.01. Yeah.
So, same size barrel.
Yep.
On this. Height, 7.28 inches, or of length, 7.28 inches.
0.1 inches different.
Exact. 0.02 inches. It was 7.28 and 7.3. It's the same. I mean, if I haven't had my hands on one, obviously, because they're not out yet. But if you lay this on top of a Glock 19, the only difference you're going to see is the grip angle. And it's got a better grip angle.
Now, what's the height? Because I can't.
The height on this has not been released yet that I don't see.
Yeah, I don't
I'll
see
I'll
it
run
either.
Through the and look.
I'm sure they it's probably right
the
up
weight
there
is
with 1.48
pounds. So 1.48 pounds. And I think for Glock, you're going to have to go through.
The Glocks
and,
are like 24 ounces.
Yeah, so they're loaded is 30, but 23.65 unloaded. And I don't convert well when it comes to ounces, but how many ounces in a pound?
16.
16 ounces in a pound. So you're talking about 24 ounces. So there you go. You're right there, the same one. You're right there about the same.
So the Glock is 23 point what?
It's 24 ounces.
Wow, that's impressive.
So 24 ounces, and you've got the M&P coming in at 1.48 pounds. You're talking about right there, same ballpark. I mean,
it's going to be game changer.
Yeah. It's right there. It's 1.48 pounds. And if you're 24 ounces rounding up, it's literally a pound and a half. I mean, it is the same.
And it already comes stippled and it doesn't have finger grooves.
Well, the Gen 5 doesn't.
Yeah.
But
we've already talked about the Gen 5.
Yeah. Well, I'm giving Glock credit. The Gen 5 did come out. The Gen 5 exists. So we're not gonna poo-poo the fact that they did come out with a non-grip or finger groove gun. I'm not gonna poo-poo them on that. Now, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm just going. They just said, here's the Glock 19, but in a Smith & Wesson. There's nothing about this that is. It doesn't have anything more or anything less than a Glock 19
except
in size.
Yeah, but it comes with steel sights.
There we go, steel sights, which I think we're very well established. My disdain for not putting the $15 steel sights on the Glock. For one, anyway. So
and it's almost $100 cheaper.
Exactly. I mean, they did it again. Like they came in because if you hand me a Glock 26 and a Glock and an M&P 9C, I'm taking the M&P 9C. 17 M&P full size 2.0. I'll take the M&P. I mean, I was sitting here looking into a Glock 7, a Glock 19 again, going back to a Glock 19. And I was looking at the XDs, looking at SIG, some, not as much anymore. And then this happens. And I'm going,
yep.
Let me reevaluate my life.
Yep.
Let me reevaluate all of my decisions I've been thinking about up till now in another carry gun to add to the repertoire or to become the main.
It's going to be interesting to see now that we're actually going to be able to buy 15 round M&P magazines.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, you're never gonna carry able... 17 as a backup. You're going to have the 15 in the gun. It's going to come with two, which is right there with what? Is Glock coming with three now and there?
No, two.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, the new Gen 5. So, you're literally, when this does come out, going to walk in the store and have two philosophies staring you in the face. But, I mean, ambidextrous magazine or slide release.
Yep.
M&P. You can switch the mag release. M&P and Glock. I mean, both of them. You're literally breakdown much simpler on the M&P, I think.
The 2.0 also has a steel mag button.
Exactly. And also the fact that you have a steel guide rod.
And you don't get the Glock knuckle.
Exactly. I mean, because that's the other thing. So the Gen 4 and 5 is better for Glock knuckle or Gen 3.
Not much.
It is better. Shooting Gen 3s, it is better. When I go with the Gen 4, I don't feel like I have to shave it down. But then Gen 3, I got to. I mean, it's just huge. I mean, it's just huge for them to do this. And they're behind the curve. Is my one criticism is they are behind the curve. But now knowing that it's coming out in a 2.0 configuration.
The buildup was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, they are behind the curve, but we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, they're going to be releasing this gun. And it's just like, finally, finally.
Oh, yeah. So that's a criticism and a cool moment. Because like I said, the M&P 9C, it was too small. It was too small. I mean, this is the porridge. This is just right.
Now I can tell you this much.
This is my Goldilocks gun.
If they release the 2.0, both of them, red dot sight, you know, compatible.
Yeah, already rated with a plate.
It's gonna. I mean, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy.
Well, it would. What it would do is it would knock Glock off another one, the MOS line. It would come in and it would hit them in another spot.
I think it's the core series with M&P. I believe it is the core.
The core, yeah. So if they came with a core compact, yes. I mean, and I'm sure it's around the corner. Or do they call them the core, the pro, or just optic ready? Yeah. I think they just call them optic ready.
Okay.
But so an M&P 9 compact, 2.0 compact, optic ready. That comes out. And then that hits the MOS right in between the eyes. I mean, you're running out of things to point to say, I should go to Glock for this reason. You're really running out of those reasons, in my mind at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
I want to get my hands on one.
I cannot wait. I know it's going to feel good. I've always loved the ergonomics of the M&P. I've always thought they were some of the best-looking firearms that they've created.
And they are.
And I am definitely going to pick one of these up.
Again, $499 is the pre-order price point. You don't know where they're going to end up. But
it's probably going to be the $449, $450.
Exactly. Looking at what the full-size M&P is right now on Brownells, which who has the pre-order list up, is $399 on the full-size. $469 in the compact. They have a sale going on the full size right now. But this is, I mean, so go in between there. You're still talking about a $450, $425 gun.
Can't get any better than that. Glocks are going for $550.
Exactly.
So you're talking about $100 difference.
Yeah, for what I think is
a better gun.
A better gun or just as good. And if it's just as good and I can save $150, I'm going with the M&P.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm hitting the pause button on a gun purchase right now. This hit the pause button for me.
Yeah, I'm excited to see when this actually thing is going to come. My guess is it's going to be out either.
I'm thinking SHOT Show. I'm thinking they'll have it at SHOT Show in January.
Yep, that'd be my guess.
And that's when they'll roll it out, and it'll hit stores after that.
Yep.
But I think the release of the leak was purely against Glock, purely to steal the thunder of Glock. And for me, it's worked.
It's worked for me, too. I haven't even looked at Gen 5s since I've heard about this. I'm just waiting.
Yeah, last weekend, so I was checking out a Gen 5, and I was going, you know, this is really nice. Not having the finger grooves is really nice. And then Monday, I see this. I think it was Monday. And I see, okay. Damn, I'm back in it. Exactly. So, I mean, and this is just, this is nice. And because I was also looking at the XD, and at the end of the day, the XD, the 4-inch on the Mod 2, their 4-inch is bigger. It's a bigger gun. It's a thicker gun. It's a taller gun, which that's where the concealed issue comes with concealing.
But if you have one for... That's why I've always liked Winter, because you can carry bigger guns and get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a winter gun, and then you have like a summer or a spring gun.
Oh, yeah. Like a running gun.
Yeah.
Like...
Which is my XDS.
Exactly. Or like a 380. I mean, there's different ones in that size class. But if you've got that slim single stack, and then you've got a bigger gun that's just kind of your home defense gun, winter carry gun, you're in a good position. But now, I mean, the M&P will be that a double roll. I mean, I have no problem with a gun this size calling that my home defense gun.
Nope.
I have no problem calling that my usual carry gun. It wouldn't work for like a out, you know, running gun. But I mean, that's just, they hit it right. And they're not the only company that's been expanding their line to hit that Glock 19 roll, though. I want to talk about a couple of those too. I mentioned that I was looking at the XDs. So they still have their service model, but if we go to the XDM line, they have done a lot in that area. The 3.8 and a 3.8 compact if you want that shorter grip, well, but the longer magazine option.
We've touched on XD and how they make a length for pretty much everything.
The XDM line is so, so just...
They've got like a 4.5-inch with a compact grip.
I think that's just in the 45, though.
Oh, really?
Right, but they do. They have their four, the OSP, which is their optic ready.
Yeah.
And a 4.5-inch, which, I mean, that's longer than your Glock 19, and longer in the grip, longer in the slide. That's more to your that's the size of the M&P, 4.5-inch barrel. That's the size of the M&P that we have now, the full size. But they have the 3.8 compact. They've got some good ones. They have their 5.25 if you're talking about like a, I mean, even longer than a 17 slide. So they're in that same where you can get any gun you really want to for the size you want to. Again, if you want to go with the Mod 2, that's where you get your 4-inch barrel. That's where you get your 3.3-inch barrel if you want to go shorter, which is, I think, the 3.3-inch is probably underrated.
You know, if...
But, you know, because it only comes with 45 is why I think it's underrated.
If XD ever came out with a lower bore axis, I know that it doesn't really matter to you, but it does matter to me. If they ever came out with that,
I wouldn't say it doesn't matter to me.
I would probably, I put money on it right now that they would probably be up in the top competitors. Like,
well, after shooting a CZ, the CZ-75, I'll say bore axis has become on my radar a lot more for sure.
Yeah, because and that had such a low bore axis.
Oh yeah, and SIG, I mean, they've had their issues with the dropping problem recently, but they do have the carry. The different sizes. Their compact is right there with the Glock 19, and they have an optics ready Glock, compact.
Yeah,
they've got their full size. Their subcompact has never been very attractive for me, though, in the 320.
It doesn't even look good.
It doesn't look good, and it doesn't feel good. It feels like a kind of like a 290, but a little beefier. And the 290 was never very popular.
No.
So the 320 line is good for that. I mean, I wouldn't really want a full size 320. I would just want a compact. Which is part of what's kept me away from the 320 for so long, or the 250, is because the whole benefit is you have the different frames to swap out, and I only want the one size.
Yeah.
So it's kept me away from it in a lot of ways. But what really makes me wonder what's next, who's going to do it, is the CZ P10C. They came with the compact first, an intentional shot over the bow at Glock. I mean, improving on perfection.
Yeah.
That was, I said it was SIG earlier, but it's CZ. Improving on perfection.
Yeah.
They came for the Glock 19 out of the gate, even having a gun that fits Glock 19 holsters, breaks down the Glock. They came for that market. And I wonder what's next. Is there a CZ P10? Is there a CZ? I mean, because look at the CZ-75s. The 75 compact.
And the Rammy.
And the Rammy. Is there a plan for that sort of sizing to have a chopped down version for a Rammy type CZ? Is there a plan for a CZ P10? I mean, calling it a P10C makes me assume eventually there's going to be a P10.
You know, my guess, the P10C is so popular right now. It's hard to find one.
It is. I've only had my hands on a couple of them.
And I know of people who are using that in like IDPA, three gun,
yeah,
and everything like that.
Low bore axis. It's got that nice undercut in the grip.
Exactly.
It's really and well suited. And it's still big enough. That. Oh, it is. And it really is. I think I've always said the compact was the first gun you need to get. Something in the compact, whether it's going to be the XD, whether it's the Glock 19, whether it's the CZP10C, the SIG, and soon, I'm guessing after the first of the year, the Smith & Wesson compact.
So I mean, if they release a subcompact, I think they'd be doing good, but I don't really think they need to release a P10.
Oh, I don't think they need to. I just, having the C makes me assume there's one without
that. Yeah, that would be my guess too.
But again, I'm not really a big full-size handgun person. I'm not really the guy who wants the Glock 17 in the nightstand. I want a Glock 19 in the nightstand because that's what I would carry. I want the 4-inch XD over the 5-inch. I want the compact gun as the nightstand gun because that's what I want to carry. And the fact that Smith & Wesson has added or will be adding their compact, I'm pretty much sold. And I'm going to get it at a better price point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm going to get it at a better price point than...
Save $100.
Than the Glock 19. I mean, it's... Show me the downside. I mean, you can talk about accessories. M&P is really caught up to that in so many ways. The only thing, the magazine price, there's no Magpul Smith & Wesson magazine. But so, will that come?
So this is... I just read something. And with the P10, they're already starting to ship the newer PO7s are shipping, or the PO9s, no, PO7s. The PO7 is the smaller one, right?
Yes, the PO7 is the compact double action, single action polymer.
Yeah, I'm still learning about my CZs.
Oh, so you'll get there.
The newer PO7s are shipping with
the orange P10, tip mags.
Exactly.
The orange tip mags, which the reason they're different is because of the ambidextrous slide release.
But think about this, though, is that with the PO9, are they going to start shipping with mags and then they're going to release the P10?
That's what I'm thinking, is that you can look at the fact that they had the PO7 and PO9, so they have a P10. Is it going to be called a P10, a P10C? Will it follow the same thing? Or are they going to call it a P11, a P08? I mean, I don't know. Is there a P08?
I think they would just probably call it P10. That'd be my guess.
Right, because I think a lot of people are probably confused in some ways, P07, P09, because the P08 does exist, but it's the 40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I remember now, it's the 40.
I didn't even know they...
No one buys it. But we'll jump on 40 in a little while. I think we're going to get to that today. But, so, I see it as just being a P10, the CZ P10. Will be in existence, I think.
Maybe SHOT Show.
Maybe SHOT Show, maybe. Maybe that's when they'll roll it out. And, I mean, and you know I was on it and still have not gotten out of my system. A double action, single action kick. So I still don't know where I'm going to go with the next one. But if it's a striker fired, it's going to be the M&P.
I don't think that's a bad idea. I think that's probably the smartest idea you've ever had on this channel.
I think the smartest idea was telling them they need to do it when we told them they need to do what
they listened.
They did listen. They listened to this show.
We'll take
and
full,
they did it.
We'll take full credit.
100% credit. 100%. Maybe 76.2%. Just over.
Anyways,
just over
we're taking
quarters.
Credit. You can't take it from us. We called it.
We called it. We got it. So I'm saying that's a huge contender for me. I guess. With my double action, single action obsession, I can't say 100% I'm sold forever on it. But I will say that if I'm going striker fire, the odds of me going with the compact, the MMP9 compact, is now the contender. Because I was looking into the Gen 5, looking into just going with one of the Gen 4s, looking into the XD. But now it's going, okay, Gen 4, argument against it. Well, you've got the finger grooves. This doesn't have it, and has what I think are better ergonomics. Okay, the XD. It's beefier, taller, one more capacity, but do you get that much for that one more bullet versus the different sizes on it, the tall slide and that sort of thing? Probably not. I mean, I'm looking at the MMP just going, you did it, Smith & Wesson. You knocked out my contenders.
So what would be your dad advice? Or do you want to wait until the end of the episode?
No, I'll give it now. You know, so last episode we introduced the fathering moment.
Yeah.
This is the NC Gun Dad Show, the fathering moment. This is a proud father moment. That's what this is. This isn't a fathering moment in a negative sense. This is a...
No.
You did good, son. You did good. Smith & Wesson, you went and you just... You did it.
You listened.
Except for your front serrations. But you listened. You listened to the people, specifically the people on this show.
Specifically.
And you did it. So good job, son. Smith & Wesson, my son.
I don't think that's a bad name.
Smith & Wesson's a great name. I can't sell my wife on it, I don't think. But Smith & Wesson would be a great name. I would like to see Magpul come out with another mag option, but I do know it's an issue in a way because they're them being a polymer company versus the metal mags of the MMP could cause an issue. I just would like to see them come out with a MMP mag, make it a little cheaper.
That would be great.
I would think it would.
Or release some stuff for the MMP.
But at the end of the day, though, they're not that expensive.
The
MMP mags. I mean, you're
$28,
I'm looking at Midway, and it's $25 to $35, depending on what you're buying. And I can, I mean, the
full size are probably the $35 ones.
Apparently, they're already listing 15 round mags.
How much?
$35. They're already listing the 15 round mags.
Well, I mean, considering that the Glock magazines are $28.99, usually right around that $30 mark, and they're polymer. Versus Smith & Wesson, you know, metal.
Exactly. That's not bad. That's interesting that Midway's already got the 15s out. The 15-round mags.
It's not pre-order. You can actually buy
them. It says available. So what MMP... Oh, you know what? That's a 17-round size, 15-round capacity for the compliance states. That's what that is.
Yep.
That is not the compact magazine. That is a compliant magazine for states that require 15 rounds or less.
Okay.
So
yeah, because I was
do
about
not
to say,
go out and buy this
no.
and load up on these,
nope.
expecting it to fit flush in your MMP9 compact when you can get it. I'm saying this now. Don't go out and buy this on Midway if that's what you think it is. But I can imagine they'll be in that same price point. But the 17 rounders are for sale for $25 right now. On Midway. So I'm guessing in that range, we're talking 30 rounds, $30, $25, $35
Still,
in the first new.
Not a bad price at all. Not even close.
There's going to be a high demand for them in the first part.
Yeah, they're definitely going to go out of stock.
They're going to go out of stock, and they're going to be probably a little pricier in the 35 to 40 range, now that I think about it, depending on how they're doing the sales.
Well,
so,
I mean, how much are XD mags? They're like $45, aren't
XD
they?
XD mags are expensive. XD magazines
Sig mags are expensive, too.
Exactly. I mean, the MMP has been around long enough that it is not as expensive as the XD because of the popularity. There's so much. That's the thing. More popularity for a brand brings the cost of the magazine down. Or if you're Glock from the get-go, you're making them out of less expensive materials.
Yep.
So they're less expensive. So there we go. I mean, it's. You're going to pay a little more for your extra magazines.
But they're going to be stronger.
But you're paying less for your gun.
Yep. So it evens out. Actually, it doesn't even out. You're still saving money.
Depending on how many magazines you want, yeah.
Yeah, because
you
really
have to buy
only
a lot
need
of,
three.
You have to buy a lot of magazines. Talking about the price of the Glock magazine or the MMP knockoff, which is fine. It's like $15, and it works great. But anyway, so
the Magpul knockoff.
The Magpul, sorry. The Magpul knockoff magazine and the price difference with the MMP, you're still going to have to buy a lot of magazines before you're not saving money when you talk about the $150 price difference in the gun.
Yep.
Plus, you get a lot for that $150. It's not like it's a Sigma-esque or whatever they call it, the SVD whatever.
Yeah, the SVD.
It's not like you're buying a budget gun. You're buying a great gun.
One of the most reputable companies.
Mm-hmm. And it's American made gun.
Yep.
Which, I mean, there's always arguments about, you know, distributors in America make money off of guns from other countries. And I'm not saying you should always buy American. I mean, I look back and on what I've carried, and the M&P was the only American gun. Well, the Rock Island Armory was an American gun. And you can make an argument about Springfield Armory. It was a made in Croatia, the XD. So you can make arguments about where your gun's coming from, like money-wise. But at the end of the day, Smith & Wesson, it's American gun.
Now, Glocks are made here now, aren't they? They're made in Georgia?
Yes. Yes. They in fact, are. There's Glock USA making them in Georgia. And I don't think it's a deep rabbit hole we don't even need to get into about where your gun comes from. So I'm just going to say, good on you, and we're excited.
Very proud.
We're proud. We're glad you listened to us, and the other million people who said it as well.
But mainly us.
Mainly us. But anyway, so for next episode, we will get to what is wrong with 40, or why does 40 still exist? That will be next Friday, and I think there will be a lot to say on that topic. Having both of us having owned 40s in the past, shot 40s for a fair amount, you in professional and personal use, me in personal use, we're going to have a lot to say about the 40s. So we will sign off this one. Thank you again, Ian, for joining us on the
NC
Gun
Dad
Show.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you to Smith & Wesson for doing what we finally doing what we've been telling you to do. And thank you to you listeners for joining us for another episode of the NC Gun Dad Show. Have a good one.